broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday, October 28th, 2022. 17 coming up on 18 minutes past the hour here. Last Friday in the month of October, can you believe that? Halloween on Monday, or Beggar's Night, however you you refer to it. But here we are at the end of October. November kicks off next Tuesday, and 24 days till Thanksgiving. How about that? But we will have an extra long Christmas season, as I've said, with Thanksgiving coming so early this year on the 24th. The Thanksgiving season will be a little longer this year, which will be kind of nice. Our Christmas season, excuse me. Now, speaking of the Christmas season, boy, oh boy, our fruitcake toss is really in full bore here. Now, I said I was going to bring my, because I have a list of fruitcake entrants at home, and then I have a list of fruitcake entrants here at the office. Now, this morning, I did forget the list at home, but I believe I have added everybody to the fruitcake list. So if you listen every morning, I'm going to run through this right now. Now, I believe at this point, this is the full list of fruitcake toss entrants. Now, again, this event will take place at 7 p.m. on December 15th. So, here's what we have so far. We have Fruitcake Lily, we have Sarah, we have Judy Cressup, we have Glenn Coble, we have Angie, we have Buckeye Guy, we have Pastor Whitaker, we have Ralph Thacker. But again, now remember, Ralph Thacker was our first fruitcake champion. I don't know if he knows if he's been entered. If you have seen him or know how to contact Ralph Thacker, let him know he's been entered and have him call the station here to confirm that he has been entered. Now, I am at the station today, by the way, so the telephone number is 740-383-9944. So we've got Ralph Thacker. We have last year's Fruitcake Toss champion and record holder, I believe it's 70 feet, Dono Bauer. I'm in the Fruitcake Toss. Brandon here is in the Fruitcake Toss, put in by Sarah. Sean's in the Fruitcake Toss. Terry Tackett, Linda, Adam, Bob Smith. I'd forgotten Bob Smith's name. That name was I did not have it at home. Bob Smith with the transportation department here in Marion. Now, we never knew if Bob was confirmed or not. If anybody's confirmed Bob, let me know that he knows he's supposed to be here on December 15th. But we got Bob Smith. We got James Anderson, the naturalist. He did confirm. Dr. Davis, who's running for county commissioner, he did confirm. Mike McGinnis from My 600-Pound Life, he did confirm. Bob Welsh, coming in from Columbus, Ohio, also bringing the plaque this year. First ever fruitcake toss plaque. And I want to remember, I've got something to say to Bob, so if Bob is out there and I forget to come back to it, Bob, give me a call and remind me that I have something to say that'll be good in regard to what we're doing. We can talk about it on the air. It's nothing private. Bob Welsh is in. Lieutenant Brown from the Marion Police Department. Sheriff Bales himself will be in it. I think he's an odds-on favorite. Fire Chief Deem is in it. I think we learned that yesterday. And then there's I can't remember if it's two or three other people who will be coming with Sarah, who will also be participating in this event. So right now, that is the full list as we have it. We're waiting to hear back from Ralph Thacker. We're waiting to hear back from Bob Smith. And beyond that, there are some other holdouts at this point. We haven't heard back from Ray Grogan. I think he's been called. We have not heard back from George Kasotis. I think he's been called. We have not heard back from Colleen Marshall or Jim Ganahl. I believe they were called, and messages were left at their workplace. But other than that, I think... Oh, Mayor Kellogg, I forgot to add. See, I did forget to add a name here this morning. Mayor Kellogg has said he will be in the fruitcake toss. So we'll put Mayor Kellogg down there. Oh, and I think Mayor Schertzer was called too, but we haven't heard back from him as of yet either. So we got Mayor Kellogg here. Now, I believe that is the full list at this point. Did I leave anybody off? For everybody who has been listening, and I've been reading these names off every morning, did I leave anybody off the list? But we have Mayor Kellogg. But as it stands right now, if we count this, now again, we're not even out of October yet. This will be December 15th. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28 people so far in the fruitcake toss. I think we maybe had 30 last year, but again, some people did not show up because of scheduling issues like Sheriff Bales and Ted Williams and Jason Schauber. So this year, I think we've already topped last year, and we're not even into the month of November. And the event itself does not take place till December 15th at 7 p.m. So that's the list as we have it. If anybody has any updates, or if I forgot any names, give me a call. 740-351-743-8399-44. I am at the studio this morning. 740-751-40. I'm doing it again. I tell you, I'm Pavlov's dog this morning. 740-383-9944. I'm going to have to tattoo that to my forehead this morning. Although if it was on my forehead, I couldn't see it. So I'm going to have to put it here on the desk somewhere. 740-383-9944. Did I leave anybody off the list? Is there anybody else who needs to be entered at this point? Or do we have an update on any of the people who have been called? So the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Now remember, the winner of this year's fruitcake toss will get a Claxton fruitcake. They will get a plaque, courtesy of Bob Welsh. They will get dinner somewhere in town. I'm not sure if it's going to be a pizza yet or a dinner. We'll have to meet in November to figure out what that's going to be. Maybe Zoo Light tickets, I don't know at this point, but we will have something for the winner. And you'll also get a certificate saying you are this year's Fruitcake Toss champion. So that is the list as we have it. And again, you can enter anybody. As I said, if you wanted to enter somebody from the Marion Star, feel free. If you want to enter somebody else in the community who maybe is at another radio station or whatever, it doesn't matter. As long as they say yes, we'll put them down on the list. Because we feel this is an event to bring the community together. And that's what it's all about. 740-383-9944. Have there been any updates to the fruitcake list? If there are, let me know. If you've heard anything, let me know. Or if I left anybody off, let me know. And we will go back through that. Or any new entries, as are always interesting. And it can be anybody. Doesn't have to be anybody with a position in the community or anything like that. It can be anybody. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Well, Bob, how are you?
Very good.
Now, what do you think about this fruitcake toss? We're gaining a lot of traction here.
It's going to be big, I tell you, big.
It's going to be a huge event of epic proportions. 28 people already in, and we've still got 2 months to go.
And I don't want to give anything away, but the plaque will be worthy of winning.
Oh, the plaque will be worthy of winning. Now, do we have any updates on the status of the fruitcake pizza?
Well, it's fermenting.
most fruitcake things do have to ferment for quite a while.
When would you want to, I guess, partake?
Well, I was thinking about this because I know you're going to come in the day before Thanksgiving. Now, did we plan to do something with turkey that day again, or were we going to go right into the fruitcake pizza, or maybe take a day in December and do the fruitcake pizza?
Well, I wasn't too certain when we were meeting up with Mary Allen for the crest signing.
Well, that's what I wanted to bring up, because I did go and visit Mary Allen yesterday. And that's what I wanted to talk to you about, was I did talk to Mary Ellen. She said she'd be happy to sign it. She had no problem with that. And I think, from what I understand yesterday, that day, the day before Thanksgiving, she has no problem signing. Now, she won't be able to come here to do it, but she didn't seem to have any problem signing it that day.
Well, yeah, and that you know, I think is the number one thing to do that day, and that which kind of then throws a monkey wrench into actually cooking a turkey, since that takes time. I was looking at my notes from last year, a little over 3 hours cooking time, and that was just for a very small turkey.
Well, I was trying to think of something that would be Thanksgiving-ish. That maybe doesn't necessarily have to do with a turkey. Because there are a lot of things, Thanksgiving-wise, that we could do. We put the tree up on Friday. You know, that was a lot of fun last year. But I'm trying to think of something we could do on Wednesday that maybe doesn't involve cooking a turkey, because that is a long process. But certainly pumpkin pie is a big part of Thanksgiving. I would say second to the turkey. Cranberries. Anything we could relate to pizza in those categories?
Actually, the Circleville Pumpkin Festival, which just ended, featured a pumpkin pizza.
A pumpkin pizza?
I don't exactly have that particular recipe, although we could come up with something.
Now, that'd be interesting. Now that would be fascinating, because... and I also thought the other way... From the pumpkin festival, obviously everybody's seen a pumpkin pie. They are circular. So, is there any way to make an actual pumpkin pie look like a pizza and put edible things on top that maybe are not pepperoni and so on and so forth, that would make it look like a pizza but still be a pumpkin pie?
Yeah, something could be done along that vein. Something compatible with pumpkin. Certainly not your meats or anything.
Well, I would think coffee, because I think Glenn is coming in that day, and I believe Mary Ellen is going to call in before or after she signs her pizza dough. So that'll all happen that morning. And somebody else might... I don't know if we're going to bring Ted in or if we're going to... We'll have somebody else here that day who would be, something fun for Thanksgiving. Like everybody, so we can have two people, aside from me and Glenn, a third person, try this concoction. Because I think that was fun last year to get the reaction of how the stuffing tasted.
Yeah, it went over very well, I thought.
Oh, it did. It did very good. So So Mary Ellen's in on the 23rd, so that should not be a problem.
Okay.
She was fine with that, and it's my understanding. What's that?
Do we know if we'll be meeting up with her in the morning or early afternoon?
Well, she's an early riser, if you wanted to swing by, I'm trying to think of how, because I'll go with you, obviously. We could do it. I'm sure we could do it before if we got over there like 7:15, 7:30, or we could do it. What time do we get? I get off. I think I get off the air that day at 10, because it's a Wednesday, so we could do it then as well. Or if Glenn's in here,
I'm open to either one.
Yeah, I think it's fine either way with her, because I know she gets up very early in the morning, and I know that she's willing to do it. And we'll just have to figure out when the presentation will be, because I was telling her that you'll have to take it back to Columbus, and you'll get a picture of her that day. And put together the plaque. So I think she might actually be fairly mobile by December 15th, because it was my understanding yesterday that this is about an 8-week process to get back on her feet. And I think she broke the leg. It wasn't last Sunday, but the Sunday before. So this Sunday will be 2 weeks. So really only 6 weeks left, if everything goes well, of rehab. For her to, I don't know if she'll have to use a cane for a while or whatever, but I think she'll be at least, you know, able to be on her feet to where we could do the presentation somewhere.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, so I think it'll all turn out well, and the plaque will be here on fruitcake night, which will be good. And other than that, I think, I said if we could do something with pumpkin pie, or we could do something with something else that's just a particular staple of Thanksgiving on the day before. That would be fun because I think that would kind of tie it all together and something a little less time-consuming than a turkey. Maybe the listeners have an idea out there.
Yep. I'll look into possibilities there and see what we can come up with.
Sounds good. So, and also, the fruitcake pizza, I don't know, maybe if we can work out the time frame of everything, maybe that's something we can do, after the tree's up. Like last year we did with the tree topping, that would be a good way to kick off the holiday season, the fruitcake pizza.
That would be a way to kick it off.
That's right. And we're going to have a long holiday season this year, so it could sit around for quite a while.
The longer they sit around, the better they are.
Yeah, like a couple decades. By the time a couple decades go by, it'll really be good.
All right.
So sounds good.
We got a plan coming together.
Sounds good. Thanks, Bob.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right. Well, there you heard it. The fruitcake pizza is coming along, and the plaque for the winner of the fruitcake toss apparently is going to be something to behold. So there you go. Does anybody have an update on the fruitcake toss? Okay, that's where we are. And yes, Mary Ellen, I visited her yesterday. She's doing just fine, coming along just fine, and she's willing to sign the pizza dough on November the 23rd, the day before Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving Eve, as they call it. So she will be the second person who has signed a pizza dough here in Marion. All right, 740-383-9944. Hey, I got the number right that time. Any updates to the fruitcake toss or any updates to any other thing? If I left anybody off the list, let me know so I can put them on this list. This is going to be the definitive list. Also, if there's anybody to add to the list, give me a buzz. I know the updates have been daily recently. We've added, I think, somebody every day the last 3 days. We had Lieutenant Brown added on Wednesday. We had Sheriff Bales added on Tuesday. And we added Police Fire Chief Deem on Thursday, yesterday. So, if there are any new additions or anything of that nature, or anybody I left off the list, or any questions you have in regard to the fruitcake toss, let me know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But other than that, wanted to let you know I did visit Mary Ellen yesterday, and she's coming along just fine, and dropped off a book to her. So I think that will all turn out okay, and she'll be back on her feet in no time, and that's a good thing. She was in good spirits. Now, this is a story I wanted to bring up because, you know, a lot of I think we had a call earlier in the week when we were doing Family Feud, and you know, calls are calls. Some people call in, some people don't call in. And it's not a real good gauge of who listens to this program. Because the other day I was in the grocery store, yesterday. Boy, the days just seem awful long. Yesterday I was in the grocery store, and one of our listeners walked up to me and was talking about how I did not get my Diet Coke yesterday, how they gave me a regular Coke. And she also gave me information regarding this whole Burks thing going on out by the Kohl's store. And this is somebody who just chooses not to call in, which is perfectly fine, but obviously she's out there listening every morning, so I'm sure she's out there listening this morning, so I thank her for the advice yesterday. But there are a lot of people, as I said, who listen from work or who listen from home, who just choose not to call in. Not everybody calls in. You know, years ago, I was told that only 2% of your audience really calls in. And we appreciate the people who call in because we do like the back-and-forth conversation. But really, that's only in representation of about 2% of the audience. So I think that's always something to keep in mind, and it reminded me of that yesterday when I had the conversation with this listener. But, and boy, I hope I pronounced this right because I didn't write it down at the time, but I think the name of the store, not Burks, is Bell's. Bell's, I think, is what it's called, and that will be here in Marion. And I was also told that they do sell male and female clothing. So it's both male and female clothing at an affordable price. I think it was said that there is a Burks in Bucyrus. Again, I wasn't taking shorthand during the conversation, but I believe that was the conversation. So it's Bell's here in Marion, not Burks, although it's the same type of deal as Burks, and they sell men and women's clothes, so it'll be something to visit for everybody here in Marion. So that was the update yesterday in regard to that. And I also got a good tip on some granola bars that I'm going to have to try. So I appreciate that conversation with that listener yesterday. Okay, so we got Mary Ellen. We talked about the listener. We still don't know much about the Charlie's Cheesesteak place, which is apparently going to open sometime where White Castle is, or Del Taco. You know, I pass by these places every morning. And they look like they're almost finished and ready to go, but yet not ready to go yet. So we don't know. But if anybody has any information on Charlie's Cheesesteaks or Del Taco, both coming here to Marion, give me a buzz here. I'd love to hear information on those places. 740-383-9944. Now, I also have something here this morning. I don't know if I'm going to get to it this hour. Already 38 minutes past the hour. But we had Lizzie post on a few weeks ago, and she was talking about this being the 100th anniversary year of the publishing of Emily Post's book on etiquette. And yesterday in the mail, I got Emily Post's Etiquette, the Centennial Edition, by Lizzie Post and Daniel Post Sinning. So I got the actual hard copy of the book yesterday. And I don't really know if we follow etiquette, but there are some interesting things in here in regard to etiquette. And this is a big, big book. I mean, this book is 380-something pages long. Just a nice blue book. I'll tell you, I'll know all my etiquette now. And there is a picture, and I think it's a drawn picture. In the back here of Emily Post. Well, this is actually close to 400 pages, now that I look at it. About a 400-page book of etiquette. So we might go through some of these etiquette things later on and see what you know about etiquette. I'm sure I don't know anything about etiquette, but we'll go through the book and try to figure that out. Now, I have an interesting... I wasn't going to talk about this, but I'm going to talk about it because I think, again, most problems are universal. Oh, and there's something else just popped into my head that I wanted to talk about that I heard about yesterday. Okay. Now, let's start with it, because I think this is a much smaller subject, and then we'll get to the bigger subject. Ghosts. I read an article yesterday, and I think I also saw something on television, that during the pandemic, people are claiming that they have now seen more ghosts, and that there are ghosts in their house. Now, this number went up during the pandemic years, 2020 and beyond. So my question is, we don't really know why this is. Does anybody have any thought on why ghosts would go up during the pandemic? Ghost sightings, at least. But apparently they are on the upswing during the pandemic. Now, does anybody believe they have a ghost in their house out there? Or have you seen a ghost? Because I've always said, and I admit, I have not. To my knowledge, I have not. Now, have strange things happen? Well, yes, I've had strange things happen that I can't explain. But I have never seen anything. And I don't know exactly what we would qualify as a ghost. I don't know if you have to see anything, or if it's just a strange thing happening. You know, because, I mean, I've had things fall off the wall. And I've had, I don't know, strange things happen. It'd be hard to whip it off the top of my head here. But does anybody have any idea why ghost sightings would have gone up during the pandemic? Or do you have a story about ghosts in general? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, as I say that I don't believe in it because I haven't seen it, I also can't disprove it because if somebody says they have seen it, well, I'm not going to call them a liar. I don't know. I haven't seen what they have seen. But also in this story, though, I did learn that most ghosts, I guess, are not evil. Most ghosts are just there. You're aware of them. But they are not doing evil acts. It's not like a Halloween movie. You know, this time of year we think about Halloween. It's not really like that, according to the story, that they're just there. But a lot of people have fear of that. You know, they don't like them being there. A lot of people hang crosses over their doors and get garlic and things like this that are supposed to deter ghosts. But that's the story. Ghost sightings have gone up during the pandemic years. Now, does anybody have a reasoning for that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And have you ever seen a ghost? You know, I know of people who have heard people's voices. Now, I have heard that. But a lot of people will say, well, that's wishful thinking, because you miss the person who's no longer here, and that's why you hear their voice. You're familiar with their voice. Now, that could be too. And a lot of people confuse a dream state with a reality state. So I don't know. If anybody's got any information on ghosts, they can call in. Now, that's the short story this morning. 740-383-9944. I am at the studio, so I can take the call here. 740-383-9944. You know, I did see a guy one time in his natural state who looked like a corpse, but I think he was living. So I can't say that that was a ghost. Although many people thought it was. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, I did not think we would get a lot of play on this, because I don't think in general that people... You know, I'll tell you something funny. Like, my grandparents, not all of them, but that generation seemed to have ghost stories. That, you know, the doors would be opened after they locked them, and they would hear steps, or I think, you know, they would be fishing and they would see bright lights in the sky or something like that. You know, that generation seemed to have stories like that. But the generation now really doesn't have a whole lot of stories like that. They aren't passed along like that generation. So I don't know. I don't know. If anybody's got anything pertaining to ghosts or fruitcakes, they can call in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I tell you, I have been worried. We did hear from Ryan this week, which I was glad. I think he said he was working in Findlay, listening to us. But Trish, we have not heard from in a while. And Trish was a devoted listener of this station. She got her laptop out every day, or her cell phone, and listened. And we have not heard from her in a while. So I hope Trish is doing okay. And hopefully we hear from her soon. But again, ghost stories or updates to the Fruitcake Toss, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. I am at the studio, and the phone lines are wide open here this morning, 740-383-9944. Okay, there's that. Now, the bigger story I wanted to get into here, with about 14 minutes left, it's basically, I feel that all problems are somewhat universal. This is why I talk about them. And I leave people's names out, because the people in them, it's really kind of irrelevant to the story, to be honest with you. Because I believe if I have had the issue, I believe you have probably had the issue. Because no problem is unique to one person. So, this is something that happened recently, to me, it was just an odd event, because it has happened before, so this is not an isolated event, but it's always strange to me when it happens. Let me put it that way. So here's the story. What happened, and I'm going to do this very loosely, because again, the goal here is not to say any names, it's just to show that the little quirks, I guess, that people have, for whatever reason. Now, okay, when you're dealing with people, you have to understand, I think, in life, that everybody has other people in their life. Let's put it that way. That nobody is an island to themselves. Whether they have friends, or they have siblings, or they have parents, or they have boyfriends, girlfriends, husbands, wives, whatever, kids, there are other people in everybody's life. Nobody is an island to themselves. So that's what you have to understand right off the bat. Okay. But a lot of times when you know one person, you don't know their whole family. You're not familiar with their whole family. You're just familiar with that person. So you don't deal with their whole family. So here's the thing. Now this is my, and it results in a question here. If you have an issue, I'm trying to think of a good way to phrase this, because it's really not even have an issue. If you are dealing directly with somebody, and there is a, let's say, falling out, let's put it that way, there's a falling out, you're dealing with somebody, and there's a falling out, should somebody else get involved in that? Let's put it that way. And if they do, what do you do? Because that is kind of the issue. And trust me, this is not a big issue right now, because it's not going to go anywhere. It's no big deal. But what do you do in that situation? You're dealing with somebody directly, and you get into some kind of a little spat with them, or a disagreement. And then somebody in their life decides, I don't know if they hear about it, I'm not sure how it all happens, but they hear that the spat happens, so they try to get involved in the spat. Now, what do you do? And I'm not talking about fist fights or anything like that. I'm talking about maybe just somebody being upset, or somebody being kind of off kilter, and then somebody else gets involved. Okay, but the other person getting involved, you don't really know, because you're not familiar. I mean, you know who they are, but you don't know that person. They're just kind of there. So how do you handle that situation? Because you don't want to, first of all, you try to resolve the spat the best you can with the person who you're dealing with. Because you don't want spats in your life. That just crowds up your life, and then you get ghosts later on in life. The person haunts you. You don't want that. But when a third party gets involved and doesn't want anybody to know they're involved, obviously except the person they contacted, what do you do? How do you handle that? Now, I think this is a universal problem. Matter of fact, I can remember another time this happened in my life. It wasn't very big, but I remember when I was in high school, not high school, college, we're in college. When I was in college, I was student teaching at a school with a girl, and I don't think they were married at that time, but I think they were engaged. But they were both in the program as well. And I got along with both of them. I knew them quite a while, perfectly fine. Well, the girl and I were in more classes together than I was with her husband. And actually, her fiancé, it ended up becoming her husband, so it all worked out okay. But the fiancé ended up dropping out of the program midway. So then it was just me and the girl in the program. Well, in college, you study together if you're in the same classes with the person. So the girl used to come to my house, our apartment at that point, quite a bit when I was in college, and we would study four classes together because you wanted to do well. Well, at some point, the husband did not like that. I keep calling him husband because that's what he is, and I think he's still her husband to this day, so it worked out good, as I say. But he was fiancé at that point. Well, fiancé did not like that she was coming, and to this day, I don't know, because it certainly wasn't hidden that she was coming over, and I don't know to this day what got in his head. I have no idea, because nothing was going on. So he told her at one point, well, he told her, which is a little different than the current situation, he told her that he did not want her coming over studying anymore. Now, that was an insecurity on his behalf, I guess. I really don't know what happened. All I know is the studying stopped because she did not want to make him upset. But it was hard for her to tell me that because I think she felt bad and she did not like that he was telling her to do this. I don't think anybody likes to be bossed around like that, male or female or whatever. So that's kind of, that was a situation I had, you know, many years ago, many decades ago. Worked out okay. They got married and I think are still married today and have kids. And obviously I passed the class and all is well. But those situations happen in your life. So it was kind of interesting this week when this situation happened because it reminded me a lot of that situation. I don't think in my own mind, I don't believe it's that similar in what happened, although I don't know what happened then because no reason was ever given. And to be honest with you, with this particular situation, I don't really understand it because I don't really understand why the third person gets involved. Now, if you are like beating somebody up, now, I can understand why a third person would get involved. If you are really harming them or blackmailing them or something awful, I can see why a third person would get involved. Because obviously they care about that. I think they care about that person. But when they just get involved and you don't really know them, what do you do? Because they don't want you telling that person that they have got involved. So then you're in a bad position because now you have somebody telling you that they're unhappy with you and you don't want to tell the person, the third person involved, because they don't want you to tell them that this has happened. So there you go. That's the... Are you confused yet? I know I confuse myself telling that story. But if you can understand that at all, do you understand what I'm saying? How do you handle that story? How do you handle that situation? 54 and a half minutes past the hour. It's an understandable situation. I mean, I certainly say, I don't think it's not understandable that somebody would want to protect somebody, but I don't know if it's as serious. Like I say, somebody being beat up physically, somebody being blackmailed, somebody being really tortured. Yeah, I understand. I would intervene. I get that. But something minor, I don't know. I don't get it. And if it is something minor, I don't know why you would not tell your person that you're contacting this other person. I don't know. And I don't even know. Let's just put it that way. I don't know, and I'm not sure how you handle that particular situation, because you don't want to get involved, and you don't want the drama to continue. And that's why I'm not saying any names or even giving an allusion to what happened here. But how would you handle that? 740-383-9944. We've got to have some people out there with good advice. How do you handle that third person, who really you have no relationship with? And do you tell the person involved who you're dealing with that it happened, even though you were asked not to tell them? Well, see, that's the catch in the whole thing. Why were you asked not to tell them? If it's a noble thing, well, why not tell them yourself that you did it? See, that's where I get confused in the whole thing. But that's showbiz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Do you have any kind of a take on that particular situation? So that's the kind of story that I think does happen with a lot of people because, you know, we're all humans and we're all fallible and nobody's perfect. And I think sometimes, because we are humans, things get blown up out of proportion. I don't think everything's a three-alarm fire. And a lot of times when you hear a story secondhand, if you were actually in the room, you would realize that it wasn't as bad as maybe it came off. Have you ever been in a room and witnessed something, and then somebody hears about it, and they act like it's a national catastrophe, but really you were in the room and saw it happen, and you know that it really wasn't all that bad? There you go. So that's the story. Anybody have any advice on that one? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 57 and a half minutes past the hour here, WWGH radio time. Or has anybody spotted a ghost? You know, it is pandemic times. People are seeing ghosts more often, apparently. And any information on the fruitcake toss? We've got, 28 entries at this point? Anybody else has anybody else joined the fruitcake toss at this particular point of our 28 merry people at this point? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And remember, the winner of the fruitcake toss will take home the big plaque this year, first ever fruitcake toss plaque. They will get a certificate saying they are the Fruitcake Toss champion. They will get an actual Claxton fruitcake. Why you'd want that, I have no idea. And you will get a some kind of food. Don't know what it'll be. Could be a pizza. Could be a meal somewhere in town. That'll come along as the month of November progresses. And we'll be able to explain all that. But those are the stories for hour number one this morning, 740-383-9944, 59 minutes past the hour. The Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker coming up at 9:15 this morning, running until 10 a.m. I'll be back at 10:15. Believe Linda Sims will be in this morning at 11:15, and we'll be here through noon, so maybe we'll talk some Halloween stuff. And again, if you have any entrance into the fruitcake toss, or if you want to ruminate on these stories that I have brought up this morning, we can talk more about them during the 10 o'clock hour, or the 11 o'clock hour, or the 12 o'clock hour this morning. Interesting things, to be sure. Universal instances in people's lives that go on from day to day. You never know what every day or each day is going to bring. But remember, it's Bell's, not Burke's, out by Kohl's that will be opening very soon. We're going to take a break. Back in 15. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The voices you want to hear. From Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
What is something, because it's years later now, that would have been a huge show at the time, like a Dr. Quinn, like a David Letterman?
Uh-huh.
You okay? Okay.
Yeah.
The chair buckled over there. Okay. For people listening, no. Something that came in that would have been huge.
A huge.
Lost me at the time. A huge show that he did not do.
Because of something.
Because he thought, you know, it's just not me. I have to go in a second.
Yes, yes, there is. Now, our chair keeper over there tells us we're almost up out of time.
I just about didn't survive that. Oh, my goodness.
but we have to. We didn't.